Trump are you seeing?
It hasn't changed since last week. I've seen three, exactly three Biden signs, and I probably saw, 40 Trump signs today, driving from Valley Springs to San Andreas to Angels Camp to Sonora to Twain Heart.
Isn't that amazing?
I've probably seen 40.
That is absolutely incredible. Rico, always good, man. You stay safe. Be careful on your drive home. Hope you have a great weekend, and let's talk again next week.
Okay, you can blame Cal Fire for the loss of reception. Every now and then they have to turn off the cell tower for fighting the fires, and I'm okay with that.
That's okay with that. That's all right. Rico, thank you so much, my friend. We'll do it again. Be safe out there.
Thank you, Kevin. Bye-bye.
Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation, joining us. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. When we come back, we'll talk with Aaron Phillips. We're going to talk about the first day of school coming up next week. And what's the message for parents, for teachers, for the district, from the president of Power to Parent? We'll do that more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
At a 431, we do have a new crash there at the Spaghetti Bowl. It's on the ramp, 15 southbound at the 95 interchange. Also, we're getting some reduced speeds as you work your way through the resort corridor. Typical Friday. Interstate 15 south at Sahara, north 15 at Hacienda. It's a very slow pace on the Beltway as people are making their way across town. 215 west at Green Valley, east at Gibson. Some shoulder activity there still. 215 west at Valley Verde affecting possibly the right lane. And road work continues on Jones between Washington and Smoke Ranch. And road repairs on Charleston. That's both directions at the intersection at Lamb.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders are starting to bring players in for workouts. The NFL had placed an embargo on workouts because of the coronavirus pandemic and not wanting individuals from the outside coming into team facilities. But now if players are able to go through coronavirus testing, they can be worked out by the team. The Raiders are expected to bring in upwards of 10 players fairly soon. The only player who has been confirmed is former Ohio State quarterback Cardale Jones. Las Vegas Aces basketball, they knock off the Connecticut Sun yesterday 99-78. They get back at it tomorrow when they'll match up against the Seattle Storm. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Have you been to a Burlington lately? They have unbelievable deals on amazing brands and styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices. No coupons or sales, just fabulous values every single day. It's a treasure hunt with new bargains arriving all the time and savings that'll surprise you. At Burlington, you get more for less, whether it's back to school, work, or just back. Now more than ever, you'll love the deals. You'll love Burlington.
Indeed knows that for any business, your next step is the most important one, like hiring someone who can make a real impact. Indeed can help you find high-impact hires faster, without any long-term contracts, and you pay only for what you need, thanks to our super flexible payment options. So why not take that next step with Indeed? Get started with a free $75 credit for your first job post and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Can Clark County count you in? The Department of Family Services is in need of supportive foster parents to provide temporary care and stability for our children. That's why they made it easier for you to learn more about fostering with their virtual foster care information sessions. Take the first step in your foster care journey from the comfort of your own home. Visit countmein.vegas for more information or to sign up. That's countmein.vegas. This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. 4:35 on this Friday afternoon. Good to have you with us. Coming up a little bit later on, we'll get you the Friday song. A lot of folks who don't listen in the first hour don't get to hear the Friday song. Do we have Aaron Phillips standing by chance? Oh, I'm so excited because Aaron Phillips is the president and co-founder of a great organization called Power to Parent. That's Power, the number two, Parent. And you know, we've heard a lot from educators. We've heard a lot from union leaders. We've heard a lot from the media and politicians, but we haven't heard from a parent. And we're talking about the opening of school next week, next Monday. It is a time that is normally fraught with a lot of, a lot of anxiety. You know, are the kids going to get on the right bus? Are they going to get taken to the right school? Do they have all the school books and the school supplies? But this is a different era, and this is a different set of circumstances. There is a lot of consternation among parents and kids. Aaron Phillips, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent, joins us. Aaron, how you doing? It's been a while.
Hey, Kevin. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I've got to ask you, as a parent, you've gone through this so many times. Is this a different sort of type of anxiety that the parents are going to be feeling as they move towards Monday morning?
Yeah, you know, I think that might even be an understatement. You know, I think not only is it a lot different this school year, I think a lot of parents are still waiting to get Chromebooks for their kids. There's still a group of parents who don't have Wi-Fi to connect those Chromebooks. I think there's a lot of parents who don't know how they're going to work and log their kids on and off school every day. They don't know where their kids are going to be during the day. So yeah, I think anxiety is definitely something that all parents are feeling, but I do think it goes to another level for a lot of families.
You talk to a lot of parents. Are most parents going to find a way to stay home, even if that means staying home from work or working from home, things like that? How are parents adjusting?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different things that parents are doing. I think that, you know, on one hand, we're really innovative, right? I mean, that's sort of the American way, is that we find a way when there seems to be no way. But, you know, so I know that there's parents that are coming together and creatively creating pods with other families, finding other parents who they can switch off with weekly or daily. And that way, you know, the parents can work while they're with one family and then they rotate. There's, you know, people are obviously doing private school. That's a big thing that's happening. A lot of homeschools happening, and yeah, parents are trying to adjust their schedules so they can be home during the hours that they can teach and have some flexibility with that. And maybe some people are doing school at night while parents work in the day or vice versa. So I think there's a lot of creativity, but I do think that, you know, there's a lot of desperation in the same breath where, you know, I mean, some parents are trying to figure out how they can afford $100 a week to take their kids to a distance learning center here in some of these community centers. And, you know, that's $100 per kid per week to hopefully have them helping their child log on and off to distance learning. So I think that there's just a lot of things that parents are trying to figure out right now. And I think that a lot of parents, you know, I've heard kindergarten enrollment is down. I've talked to many kindergarten parents, and they're just saying, you know, kindergarten's not mandatory in Nevada. So they're just keeping them out of school for this year. So there's a lot of kids that aren't going back for kindergarten as well. So there's a lot of things happening, and I think some of them are great and some of them are not so great.
Aaron, are there still what we used to call truant officers? Now they'd be called compliant officers or something like that for the district that will know that kids are out in the neighborhood playing kickball instead of being at their computer.
Yeah.
I mean, is there such an animal still?
Well, I mean, I know they exist, but I mean, even our, you know, CPS, for example, they're still working from home. They're still driving and staying in their cars to do home checks when there's a report of child abuse. So, you know, I can't imagine that the compliance is going to be the same. I mean, they don't really, I haven't even heard a clear understanding of how they're going to take attendance. Initially, they were allowing the teachers to record their lessons so that they could be flexible with some of the parents' work schedules. But they had a memo that came out yesterday, so the Thursday before school starts, saying they actually can't record live lessons because of privacy issues for, you know, having kids on video on the internet. And so now the teachers are trying to figure out, are they going to have to teach double lessons, one live lesson and one recorded lesson that they can post? Or, you know, so the reality is there should be some flexibility in the schedules, but it doesn't look like there really is going to be. I don't know how they're going to manage that, to be honest.
Well, we're going to talk about some of the other things that are unmanageable. Special needs kids, ELL learners, how is that all going to happen? We'll talk about that and more coming up. Aaron Phillips, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent, joining us. We continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Headlines that affect you.
But as we address the how, we also have to know that we're addressing the why, and I think that's going to be critical in order for us to turn the page.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIPCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIPCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
Has your child swallowed your medicine, your laundry detergent, your nail polish remover? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you inhaled paint thinner, glue, pesticides? Call the Poison Helpline. Have a question about a dose, a fume, something your kid just drank? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's the Friday before the Monday. Yeah. Opening of school. And don't expect to see kids at bus stops. It probably will not happen. They hopefully will be home in front of their computers or at distance learning centers. Hopefully they will be. We'll find out. Erin Phillips joining us. She is the president and co-founder of Power to Parent, and they got a big rally coming up on the 27th that we want to talk about. We'll do that in just a second, but I want to continue on something you just mentioned, the stuff that really they can't manage, that the school district can't manage. I am told, and you tell me if I'm wrong on this, that 23% of the 320-plus thousand kids in the Clark County School District are ELLs, English Language Learners. And my question is, how will this online learning, this distance learning, will they be able to cope with that for kids that don't speak any English at all?
You know, the ELL kids and our special ed kids are the kids that are going to suffer the most, and they have been suffering the most, throughout the time that they've been home. So I know that the schools have, they're working on some different programs, and, I'm not sure how that's going to look once Monday comes. Hopefully those kids will have Chromebooks, once they start. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, we really don't really know. That's the big problem.
What are the toughest parts of this whole thing, this distance learning deal? For instance, in addition to teaching the kids subject matter, you got the issue of feeding the kids. Are we going to be able to feed children the same way we were with meals, with breakfast, with lunch, and even a backpack full of food for the weekend? Are we going to be able to do that?
You know, they are serving food on site at the schools, and they are trying to get that information out to the parents and to let them know that there's, the ability for them to come in and grab those meals. So I don't know if every site is doing it the exact same way, but they have discussed busing kids to those schools to pick up meals, and I don't know if that ever came to fruition. But I think they're still trying to work out the kinks, but I know they are serving meals to the kids that qualify for free and reduced lunch.
By the way, speaking of busing, is it true? Because I was on with Kevin Child earlier, and he was talking about how they were going to use the school buses to take Wi-Fi to various neighborhoods that have no Wi-Fi. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, so they started that program in the spring. In fact, they were just having those buses parked in different areas and kind of the higher need areas. But just in my personal experience, I was speaking to one of the principals who had kids in the Title I school and a lot of them that didn't have Wi-Fi. And the buses were over a mile away from a lot of the families. You have to be relatively close to that bus to be able to access their Wi-Fi. And so, unfortunately, I think it probably helped in a handful of kids, but it wasn't accessible for the majority of kids. And so, I know that they're doing everything they can to work with Cox and try to get families connected, but and that's one piece of that. But it wasn't really working, to be totally honest with you, in the spring.
Parents you talk to, what is their number one concern?
gosh, number one concern. I think the number one concern I hear is how are they going to work and also educate their kids? Because even the families who have flexibility to work from home or have flexibility in their schedules, I mean, you know, we all know that when you're working from home and your kids are also trying to go to school, we did this in the spring, it's really difficult, if not impossible, depending on the ability of the child and, you know, for them to be able to log on and log off, you know, with different passwords that change regularly, different platforms that were getting used in the spring. Hopefully the kids will learn this platform more quickly, but, you know, as a parent, if you have, especially kids in elementary school, they're not going to sit for an hour and 15 minutes of instruction, live instruction, and then do work independently without having a parent or someone else, a grandparent, walk alongside of them. So parents really having to make an impossible choice right now between whether or not they're going to work and provide for their families or if they're going to help their child get an education.
Well, I'm going to use what I call the ears and the eyes test come Monday. If I hear the kids out playing kickball or I see the kids on their skateboards or I see them at the swimming pool, the community pool, I'm going to assume they're not at their computers. And I'm going to use that barometer. Do we know how they will eventually do count day? And by the way, count day, Aaron, explain what count day is, where it determines the type of money the school district gets from the federal government. Can you talk a little bit about that, how it's been done traditionally and how it's going to be done this time around?
Right. So I'm definitely not an expert in this area, but I know that the count day is when they basically, you know, see how many kids are enrolled, you know, kind of butts and seats type of thing at that particular school, and that determines how much money that school gets for the school year. And so, you know, and there's been a lot of talk about this count day and how they're going to do it this year because, obviously, number one, there's no one in the building. But number two, a lot of families have either not registered or they've pulled their kids out who had already registered because they don't know how to educate them with this platform. And so, you know, and then there's been a lot of talk that if, in fact, they go ahead and you know, put them back in once the schools reopen, if, in fact, that happens, then they won't get the money. But they'll have all of the kids. And so count day is actually, currently it's September 11th. That's when it's actually going to be done this year.
Wow. Aaron, in our final couple of minutes, I want you to talk about your rally coming up on the 27th. Explain, give me the who, what, where, when, why, but most importantly, the why, what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, so obviously, as you know, and as you've heard from a lot of parents, they're super frustrated. They're looking at counties like in the north, Washoe County, you know, they've gone back on a hybrid model. Their special ed students are back on campus 5 days. There's private schools that are going back in person. And you know, we just have so many parents angry and frustrated with the fact that the district did these surveys and they heard very loudly from parents. They wanted their kids back on campus, whether it be 5 days or on a hybrid model. They wanted to be back on campus. And now, you know, through the course of all these decisions that have been made, now this distance learning is, you know, teachers are frustrated. They don't feel prepared. And a lot of those teachers are parents as well, and they're very discouraged and angry. So what we're doing is on Thursday the 27th, we will be standing out in front of the West Sahara building. It's 5100 West Sahara, the administrative building for CCSD during the school board meeting. And we are going to be gathering from 5:30 to 7:30, and we're going to be protesting this decision to keep us at home, keep us on full-time distance learning, and, you know, say to the leaders that we need to put our kids back in school, that it's safer in school. That's our hashtag that we're using. Yeah. We have a number of people that are come out and talk about what the safety issues of why kids should be in school.
Hey, Aaron, it is always great to visit with you. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it. Power to Parent. Power, the number two parent. Aaron Phillips, the president and co-founder of that organization. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. U.S. home sales fell 2.2% in September as rising home prices and lower inventories have stifled home buyers. Now, we see these numbers often, and here to weigh in on what that might mean for those in or near retirement is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, do you see any red flags here?
Well, Steve, you know, it's a good thing and a bad thing. You know, home sales go up, they go down. If you're trying to sell, if it's a buyer's market, it's a bad thing. If you're the seller's market, it's a good thing. It depends on what you want to do in retirement, right?
Sure.
If things get a lot more expensive, it could be an inflationary environment. Then we need to make sure that our retirement plans also have inflationary aspects built into it. In other words, anticipating costs going up. Now, most people I talk to have that built in, but a lot of people don't. And so when you start getting income in retirement, let's say you start getting $80,000 a year in retirement this year, but 10 years from now, you're still getting $80,000, and 10 years from then, you're still getting $80,000 a year. Do you think the $80,000 that you're getting every year in 20 years from now is going to be having the same buying power as the $80,000 today does?
I don't think so.
No. So we need to make sure, and that's why we talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about inflation because we really throw our arms in the air and say there's nothing we can do about it. But there is something you can do about it on your own. You can make sure that your plan keeps up with inflation. Whatever the inflation rate is, you need to have a plan, a retirement plan, that keeps up with that. Very, very important, because when we get to retirement, we want to focus on the important things. We want to create the freedom to live life without the thought of money. So if you're one of the next 10 people call, number one, we'll look at your current plan, make sure it's in the right allocations, make sure it's the right way, and make sure that you have what we call a financial fill-up strategy built in your plan. The next 10 people will do that at no cost or obligation.
Sounds great, Coach. Call now, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by my friends at Real Water. Quench your thirst, hydrate yourself like never before. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-WTR. That's 1-855-WTR. Call right now, 1-855-WTR. Stick around. Heidi Harris joins us. We're going to talk about four of the worst nights of primetime TV, maybe in the history of television. It was that bad, and the TV ratings reflected it. We'll talk with Heidi Harris. You hear her every morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Mornings right here on AM 670 KMZQ. So this is one of my favorite times of the week. Fridays are so good. And by the way, we'll have the Friday song for you as well. A lot of folks in this final hour coming up never get to hear the Friday song. We are going to fix that. Trust me. We are going to fix that big time. Seriously. And also, we'll let you hear a portion of the Biden speech. It was awful. It really was. It was awful. I mean, it was that bad. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. Yep. You got the plans for the weekend? I'm starting to formulate my plans right now as we continue. This is the best day of the week. The Friday song coming up in our next hour on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Charming is at the door with a glass slipper, but you have an ugly fungal infection on your toe. See, you've been using that rotten brand that just didn't work. Of course it didn't. It just sat there. But Cinderella knew better. She used Bye Bye Fungus, a revolutionary new treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish, and above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. As Cinderella knew, this is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Remember, you can't hide a fungal infection in a glass slipper. Call 1-800-258-3634.